Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Under Western Stars, coming to you from the old home ranch at Doney Park out north of Flagstaff, Arizona. Today, my guests via Zoom are the Earth Picks, Elizabeth Lopez and Jeff Sturgis. We'll be listening to some of their tunes, talking to them about their process. We're going to start you off on the San Pedro Valley.
Mountains to the blue of the sea, the San Pedro flows through our Cochise County. Like a ribbon of green when the season is flush, sometimes it just trickles when it ain't in no rush. Where antelope once rambled, the coyote still roams, where the wild winds blow through our high desert home. Francisco de Coronado, seeking that treasure foretold, he's marching his men with bravado, leaving the San Pedro Valley the only true goal. The valley below, underground rivers let our river flow. In summertime, thunderclouds high above mingle their songs with the sweet morning dove. In wintertime, cottonwoods, sturdy old friends hold the banks of our river as it wanders and bends. Francisco de Coronado, seeking that treasure foretold, marching his men with bravado, leaving the San Pedro Valley the only true goal. Rincons up north, it's a highway for birds as they fly back and forth. Down on that river with the full moon in spring, you could sit on its banks and hear the mockingbirds sing. When the leaves start to rustle in the cool days of fall, at dusk you might hear that old hoot owl call. Francisco de Coronado, seeking that treasure foretold, marching his men with bravado, he's leaving the San Pedro Valley and the only true goal.
I love that song. Arizona is not just your physical home, but it seems to be the home of your heart also. Can you say just a little bit about coming to Arizona and why it's significant to you?
Well, I was born in Bisbee, born and raised. I left to attend college and lived out of state for about 25 years, but I came home to Cochise County to be with my parents who were in their final years. And I just loved being home. It's there's no place like it. This is the place of my birth and the place dearest to my heart.
And I was working in northern Arizona, north of you, Tony, in the Kaibab National Forest, where I was fighting fires. I saved up $2,000 and at the end of this fire season headed south and discovered Bisbee. I pulled up to the Bisbee post office. Lo and behold, was a house for sale for $2,000. I spent a good deal of time in Bisbee, where Liz grew up.
I've noticed that you have a fine capacity to tell the stories of Arizona, to tell its history through the characters that lived it. I'd like you to tell me about the song we're about to listen to, about Cochise.
Oh, well, Cochise is, of course, the namesake of our county. And I was very interested in him, so I read a lot about him. It first started out, though, with trying to find the right melody and rhythm that would actually capture the essence of what I wanted to capture, and that's the violence and hatred. I did listen to some Apache drumming and singing, and the song does have a driving rhythm to it. But I also imagined that one of the riffs in the song captures even the sound of arrows streaming through the air. After that, then we also do a lot of research and try to fit some lyrics in there that tell the story.
Well, let's listen to Cochise. I'm going to be listening for those arrows zipping through the sky.
Of a Chokon and Bang, terror of the territory in Arizona, he took his stand. Cochise, though I'd men called him, his name from the strength of the oak. People of the woods, they call themselves a fear. But truthful foe, taken from other people, the Apache, they knew the game. But when the white men took Apacheria, the Apache felt the pain. Crawling there on the Dominion, the Apache despised the lie. The white men gave them plenty, and in pain the settlers cried. Deep within his stronghold, one Apache still hides away. heart crawled hatred. Truth and redemption lay. With an ally against their southern foe, Bascom's blunder of 61 fed the carried crow. Cochise rode into Bascom's camp with his family and friendly intent. Cochise left, leaving family and friends and the legend of Cut Through the Tent. For 11 long years, the dogs of war ravaged southwestern lands. Came blood and pain of many innocents from the white and red men's names. You know they desolated the desert, thousands died or fled. Who knows all the hands of destruction, how were they white and were they red? Deep within his strong heart, Bon Apache still hides away. And hard-crawled hatred, truth and redemption lay. Sorrow took its place. The haunters became the haunted, from north to south were chased. A prisoner in his own country, Cochise then came to know. He had to find a way to peace and survival without the rifle or bow. The one white man he trusted, Tom Jeffers, he brokered the deed. I'm the broken arrow, the medicine for the wounds they hope to heal. When he died, they lowered him down deep in his old stronghold. The warrior chief's final resting place was a secret never told. Deep within his stronghold, Bon Apache still hides away. And hard, cruel hatred, truth and redemption lay.
Another character that figures largely in the Arizona history is Ed Shefflin. And again, you've written a little biographical song here. Tell me about this song.
Everyone seems to know the story of Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and that famous shootout at the OK Corral in Tombstone. But very few people know that the founder of Tombstone was Ed Shefflin, a prospector. He was an Apache scout. And in his spare time, he would walk out with his mule out into the San Pedro Valley and prospect for minerals. And his friends told him, "You're crazy, Ed. You're going to find your tombstone out there," because he was walking right into Apache territory. But Ed did find silver, and he staked his claim. And as his mining camp became a town, he named it Tombstone.
Treasure is almost a character of Arizona history. Do you find that a lot of folks came here looking for treasure, all different kinds of treasure?
That's definitely true. Ed himself was as prospectors, we know, but once he actually made $1 million off of his mine in Tombstone, and he moved on to just to travel all from Alaska all over the West. When people talked to him about his wealth, he said, "I really never wanted to be wealthy." And one of the lines in our song is a quotation from Ed. He said, "I just wanted to be close to the earth and see Mother Nature's gold."
I like that. Let's hear Ed Shefflin's story now.
Well, Ed Shefflin, he took a walk. It was a long and dangerful walk. Stepped in for his mule, he walked alone. You know how some folks talk. At Ed Shefflin's walk, they balked, saying all you'll find out there is your own tombstone. What folks did not understand, as he walked into Apache land, adventure to Ed, it was better than a cozy home. So he walked into those hills like chalk. He picked up some silver rock, the rock they say that founded the town of Tombstone. Before he died, he had one request: bury him down where he loved best. So they took him down to Tombstone Town, and with his pick and canteen, they laid him down. They built a monument to his name, just a stack of rocks like a miner's claim.
He never wanted to be wealthy.
No,
this is the story that he told.
I just wanted to get close to the earth and see Mother Nature's gold. Well, Ed Shefflin, he struck it rich. Some say filthy rich. With $1 million, he traveled across the land. From Alaska all the way down, he was seen in every boom town. Adventure took Ed from the ice to the burning sand. Whether it was boom or bust, Ed Shefflin was a man to trust. With just his word and a handshake, his mind had grown. Yeah, they called him a lucky cuss, but his luck rolls down to us. The luck, they say, that founded the town of Tombstone. Before he died, he had one request: bury him down where he loved best. So they took him down to Tombstone Town, and with his pick and canteen they laid him down. They built a monument to his name, just a stack of rocks like a miner's claim.
He never wanted to be wealthy. Oh no, no. This is the story that he told.
I just wanted to get close to the earth and see Mother Nature's God. At Shefflin, he took a walk. It was a long and dangerful walk. A walk, they say, that founded the town of Tombstone.
Liz, what's the background for your next song, Treason Track?
Treason Track is the story of the Bisbee deportation of 1917. When the IWW came to town and tried to help organize the miners, they asked for better pay. They asked for safer working conditions. The company didn't like it and illegally kidnapped the miners, put them on a train and sent them to the desert of New Mexico, dropped them off in the middle of July with no food or water. And it's a story that always haunted me. I didn't hear about it in school. I heard about it from my father.
The Treason Track.
In 1917, a strike was called on the Copper Queen. When Bisbee miners tried to organize to get a share of the copper prize, they asked for safety, for better pay, for two men working on the drill each day. But the strike's illegal, said the company. It's an American activity. Wake up, miners, get out of the sack. You can't ask questions and you can't come back. Shotguns are loaded, no time to pack. You got a one-way ticket on the Treason Track. Sheriff and the company, they held a vigilante conspiracy. They armed a posse, they kidnapped men, held in a ballpark like a cattle pen. They seized the telegraph, the telephone. The company bosses didn't want it known.
that they forced the miners on a cattle train never to see their homes again. Wake up, miners, get out of the sack. You can't ask questions and you can't come back. Shotguns are loaded, no time to pack. You got a one-way ticket on the treason track. Abandoned miners in the desert heat, they suffered thirst and hunger and dark defeat. Company profits took priority over rights and freedom and humanity. It was 1917, a strike was called on the Copper Queen. When the county sheriff and the company, they turned Bisbee miners into deportees.
Thank you so much for your songs. I am just so enlightened and encouraged by the songs that you have written and you share. If someone wanted to find out where you are going to be playing or contact you, is there a place they can go to?
We have a Facebook page called The Earth Picks of Cochise County. You can find us there. And you might be also be able to catch us at the Morning Star Cafe in beautiful downtown Palominas on the banks of the San Pedro River.
Excellent. Well, you've just experienced another episode of Under Western Stars. I'm Tony Norris, your host. You can find me at www.tonynorris.com. Under Western Stars comes to you courtesy of the Museum Club in Flagstaff, Arizona. So until next time, adios.